How to write effective release notes. Communicating change with context. Most release notes have all the charm of a grocery list taped to the fridge door. Functional, sure, but not exactly thrilling. A list of fixes, features, and maybe an emoji if someone in marketing got involved. But here's the truth. Release notes are not an afterthought. They're one of the simplest, most underused ways to build trust with your users. Learning how to write effective release notes is about translating product change into customer confidence. Every update you ship changes the relationship between your product and your customers. Done right, release notes help people understand that change and feel confident about it. Done wrong, they confuse, frustrate, or worse, go completely unnoticed. What great release notes actually do. When you treat release notes as part of the product experience, they start working harder for you. Good ones do more than inform, they influence. They drive adoption, build trust, reduce support friction, strengthen your brand voice, and keep customers excited. Let's break those down. Drive adoption. Introduce users to new features or improvements they might have missed. This keeps them engaged and increases long-term retention. Build trust. Show what you've been working on and that user feedback actually shapes your roadmap. Release notes act as proof that your team listens and delivers. Reduce support friction. Prevent expensive support tickets by answering questions before users even ask. That's case deflection in its most effective form. Strengthen your brand voice. Every release note reflects your company's personality and professionalism. A consistent, confident tone builds recognition and reinforces transparency. Keep customers excited. Highlight progress. Show momentum. Let your users feel like they're part of something that's continuously evolving. They're not about marketing spin. They're about communication maturity. Every update says something about how your company values its users' time and trust. Release notes aren't changelogs. A changelog is for engineers. It's a record of what changed in code. Commits, bug IDs, endpoints. Useful, yes, but not designed for the people who actually use your product. Release notes are for humans. They translate change into meaning. They say, here's what we fixed, why it matters, and how it helps you. If you're learning how to write effective release notes, start by focusing on meaning, not mechanics. Example, changelog, resolved session timeout bug causing unexpected user logouts during authentication flow. Release note, you can now stay logged in without surprise logouts. We fixed a pesky timeout bug that was booting some users out early. Same change, completely different experience. One informs your dev team, the other reassures your customers. The three C's of purposeful release notes. Here's where the practical part kicks in. Every great release note balances three things: clarity, context, and connection. This simple structure is a cornerstone of learning how to write effective release notes that users actually read. Clarity. Say what changed. Skip the jargon. Avoid mystery words like enhancements. Be specific and simple. If a user has to guess what happened, you've lost them. Context. Explain why it matters. Every change solves a problem or adds value. Tell that story in one sentence. Connection. Show how it helps the user. What's faster, easier, or smoother now? Example. You can now duplicate existing projects with one click. This makes setting up new workspaces faster and more consistent. Here's how this example fits the three C's. Clarity. It states exactly what changed. Context. It explains the benefit. Connection. It shows how it helps the user. Short, useful, human. Release notes as invisible UX. Consider this. A SaaS company once redesigned its release process with UX and design teams leading the charge. Instead of dry lists, they created story-driven updates that matched their product's tone. Engagement spiked. Users explored new features more often. The support team saw fewer questions. Release notes became part of the product experience itself. Users rarely remember every word, but they do remember how your communication made them feel: confident, curious, or confused. Release notes are part of your product experience. They guide users through change just like tooltips, onboarding flows, or documentation do. They reassure, inform, and signal reliability. The most successful SaaS companies know this. Their release notes don't just tell users what changed, they help users feel the product evolving with them. Why this matters for growth. Clear, well-structured release notes don't just make users happy. They drive measurable outcomes: higher feature adoption, fewer support tickets, and better satisfaction scores. In short, clarity pays off. It saves time, builds loyalty, and proves that thoughtful communication drives product success. Every update is a chance to re-earn trust. When users feel included in your product's evolution, they stick around to see what's next. Up next, writing for your audience. Understanding why release notes exist is just the beginning. Next, we'll dive into who you're writing for and how to tailor your tone so every audience, from end user to enterprise admin, gets exactly what they need.